Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Jonathan Dickinson State Park, a vast expanse of preserved land in Hobe Sound, was populated by Calusa Indians 5,000 years ago. During World War II, several thousand military personnel encamped there at the hastily constructed Camp Murphy to get top-secret training and radar. Now it's mostly hikers, fishermen, campers, and school children on field trips who visit Jonathan Dickinson. Author and retired journalist James Snyder wrote a book about the park, which has a highly visible natural landmark.
Hobe Mountain is, I think, 85 feet tall, and in South Florida, that's a mighty, majestic mountain. It's the only thing that was on the Spanish maps, and it was called the Bleach Yard. It was, at that time, white sugar sand. It didn't have a lot of vegetation on it, and it stood out, and when the ships from Spain or foraging parties would go up the Indian River and pass that, they would call it the Bleach Yard. If you had a dockyard in Spain and you hung your sails out to dry, that's when they call it a Bleach Yard.
It's a natural hill. It was not an Indian bend or anything like that.
It's called a parabolic dune, and it was part of the ancient shoreline.
And now it's about, what, a mile from the beach, something like that?
Yeah, it's probably a half mile from the Intracoastal Waterway. And built on top of it is a ranger station right now, where at the moment there is a group of grade schoolers up there giving a lecture.
Hey. How tall is Hobe Mountain?
86
feet high.
All right.
What's the view like up there?
It's really cool and windy and fun.
You can see the water and it looks really
pretty with all the boats going by.
Yeah, there's boats.
The preserve covers nearly 12,000 acres.
For years and years, it was just used by squatters. The only thing that distinguished it from being absolute wilderness was the fact that Flagler Builders Railroad in 1893 threw here on its way to Miami. And the people who had been squatting here and raising pineapples and tomatoes and things like that could finally put their produce on a train and hope to sell it as far as Boston. The Flagler Railroad encouraged people to cut down wood in the park. The trains would stop at designated places and they would board all the wood and use it for fuel. But also, Flagler was building the Royal Poinciana Hotel in Palm Beach, which was a 1,500-room largest wooden hotel in the world, and they needed lots of, guess what, wood. The settlers and squatters along the park here were very happy to help them furnish wood.
A stiff breeze is blowing on the summit of Hobe Mountain, and the talk turns to the most famous resident of the area, Trapper Nelson. The legendary woodsman lived along the Loxahatchee River. He died under mysterious circumstances in 1968. He was the subject of Snyder's first book.
He called it Trapper's Zoo and Jungle Garden. Adults 50 cents, children a quarter. And they would come up for picnics, and boats would come all the way from tour boats, all the way from Flagler Park in West Palm Beach. Trapper would usually greet them on his dock. He'd have an indigo snake wrapped around him, and he'd probably put it around the neck of some pretty girl.
Take her picture, maybe?
Yeah, that's right. It was known that many socialite Palm Beachers, you know, got their jollies by going up to Trapper's for the weekend.
You're not going to name names, right?
I don't know them. I'm sorry.
That's your next book. If you could talk to Trapper, what would you want to ask him?
Who did kill you? Yourself or somebody else?
Did he ever come up to Hobe Mountain?
I doubt it.
Nothing to trap up here, right?
I don't think so.
Nothing to fish for up here.
Fishing was too good right where he was.
James Snyder has written 7 books, including a history of the Jupiter Inlet Lighthouse. Listen to past Flora Days shows online. Go to WQCS.org and click on Audio Archive. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.